Now this is my kind of content right here. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring the absolute queen herself, Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach who has taken her husband Art and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event, close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. But her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide, and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers only in theaters April 26. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Sophia with an F. I am recording from, you guessed it, WTF Media Studios in New York. They also have a Los Angeles location that you should absolutely check out. I'm also currently rocking one of my favorite pieces from my new collection, people. It's going to be dropping soon. I don't know the exact date, but I'll post it on my social media. Super cozy, just in time for the holidays. And before we get into the episode, I'm going to say this one time. Subscribe, okay? I'm not telling you, I'm just asking you. Please subscribe is what I meant to say. And let's get fucking into the episode. Amira, hi. How are you doing?
I'm great. It's a day.
It is a day. I mean, it really takes a certain type of bitch to get me to wake up at the crack of dawn and record this early in the morning.
Right.
And you are that bitch,
I'm
though.
I'm that bitch. And we are those bitches.
We are. But it goes to show how honored I feel to have you here.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and give you a proper introduction, though.
Thank you.
Because you deserve it. You more than deserve it. Amira, okay, for those of you who don't know, but you probably already fucking do, she is a beauty guru, content creator, and model who, I love how she literally just waved her hand like Queen Elizabeth. I already fucking love you. And you recently made history by being the first Black transgender model to work with Victoria's Secret.
Yes. Iconic. I mean, legendary. Snaps all around.
That is fucking crazy. And that's going to go down in the history books. And I mean, you're a fucking celebrity and I'm getting your autograph after this. But sometimes when I was like thinking about how to intro you, does it ever bother you when people like intro you with the label every single time?
Although it doesn't bother me. It's just like, I feel like every time I'm just a little like, okay.
Like, I'm Amira.
Right. That's where the conversation's going to steer, you know?
Right.
Which is fine.
No, I'm actually not going
but
there.
No, I genuinely don't mind talking about it all. Like, it's just like every time.
Right.
You know, like friends, like I feel like in a business setting, it's totally fine because it makes sense. But like with friends and stuff, it's like I'm like, okay.
Yeah. We're friends.
We get it.
We can move on from this.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure like you do feel a lot of pressure to, you know, represent a lot of people who feel underrepresented in the LGBTQ community, right?
Totally. But it honestly doesn't ever feel like pressure. Does that make sense? Like it kind of feels like a backpack. It's like, okay, hear me out though. It's like a little heavy, but it's like you can hold it.
Okay.
You know, it's like a backpack at the end of the day.
So it doesn't weigh you down. It
doesn't weigh you down, but you know it's there, and you know you gotta like pay attention to the fact that you have a fucking backpack on.
Right. Like Dora the Explorer.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
I'm basically the trans Dora the Explorer.
That will be a clip 100%. I feel that. And people are, I'm sure, constantly saying you are such a role model.
Those are the best messages to receive. Like, really, like, honestly, I could have like 10 followers. And if every single one of those 10 people were telling me every single day, like, oh my God, I am like doing this because of you. I am like myself because of you. Like, and that's like,
yes,
like all that matters.
Right. And that like keeps you going.
Literally.
Like when you're having a bad day, you're like, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Yes.
I feel the same way.
Yeah.
So you're actually the first model, period, that I've ever had on.
Oh my God, amazing.
So we're going to talk shit. We're not going to talk shit.
Let's talk shit.
We're going to talk about modeling because I'm like so intrigued by that world. Yeah. What Victoria's Secret model is a bitch secretly? I know you can't. I know you won't say it.
Myself.
I shouldn't have started the episode with that question. I should have like eased you into it, tried to slip it in there and like sneak it in. Actually, before we even get into modeling, I want to talk beauty.
Talk beauty.
For 7 hours.
Talk beauty to me.
And I do want to hear about your background and your journey and, you know, how you got here and all of those things. But I will physically implode if we don't talk beauty immediately. I swear to God. Okay, I've been like holding it in. Your TikTok is mainly, like, how would you describe it?
I think it's kind of like the big sister, like the big sister you wish you had. Because I never had a big sister, and I always wished I did. And that's how I feel with, like, beauty tips specifically. Like, there are a lot of, like, big sister types on TikTok, but there aren't very many that are, like, beauty. I feel like people tell me often, and this is, like, my favorite comment to get because then I know that I did the video right, is that my videos feel like FaceTime. And I'm like, that's how I know that I'm creating good content because that's how it should feel. It's like, it should feel that engaging where you feel like you're on FaceTime with a friend.
Yes. Yeah. Like on this podcast, I try to make it more conversational.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to sit here and be like, Amira, okay. Let's start with question one. Yeah. Right? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
So I am totally.
Makes it more entertaining.
Way more entertaining and way more real and authentic. But besides the older sister thing, it's like it's the GRWM.
Yes.
The
Got Ready With Me's are my bread and butter. I love them so much. That's like my favorite thing to film.
It's insane.
It's so fun.
By the way, she has over 1 million TikTok followers. So like her GRWM is not a fucking joke. Yeah. Okay.
The Cunty Barbie's got me.
The Cunty Barbie. You know what? I wanted to intro you as the Cunty Barbie.
The Cunty Barbie queen.
And I ran it by my team and they were like, absolutely not. She can say that about herself, you can't. Would you have been pissed at me?
No, I would have loved it. I mean, it's kind of like they all know. Like, I feel like all my fans know.
Yeah.
Like, people come up to me on the street and they scream it. They're like, Cunty Barbie!
I fucking
and
love.
And everyone around is like, are you okay?
So, the beauty shit. The beauty shit. I mean, when I tell you, Amira, this wasn't even a last night thing. This was like months ago. I have a note stock of beauty products and tips that you have mentioned in your TikTok.
Oh my God.
Like, you quit modeling. You're gorgeous, you're stunning, and you like should be a model, but I mean, this is like, this hustle is next level.
It's honestly so much fun. Like, I feel like sharing the best things with other people is like what makes the beauty part fun. Like, when I sell something out, I'm like, holy shit, everyone's gonna be walking around with like the best blush,
God.
On the fucking market.
Okay, so what's the best blush?
Okay, right now, I know I've sold out quite a few, and every time I feel like I switch it up, people are like, wow, you told us about blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, well, they're kind of similar, so like you can pick which one you like.
Yeah.
They're all good.
Yeah.
But Kylie Cosmetics Winter Kiss went kiss.
Okay.
It is the best.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I have on right now.
See, I'm gonna fuck shit up.
Like, oh my God, I feel like these shades on you would be like fire.
But I won't know how to apply them.
I'll teach you.
You swear to God.
Yeah, no, we'll do a TikTok.
How much do I have to pay you to do my makeup?
I actually have not ever done another person. I've only done one person's makeup my whole life.
And how did it turn out?
Really good, but she's the only person that I was like, oh, fine, I'll do your makeup. And she's begging me to do her makeup next year for a wedding.
So it's like when you're really close friends.
Yeah.
But if someone
put the right... I want to start doing like more like TikTok like collabs with like people and having them come over to the glam room.
Uh-huh.
And like we do like a... Like, let's get ready together and, like, do each other's makeup and shit.
You should.
Like, old school YouTube vibes.
And you should fucking charge them. You said collab? Fuck that. They need to be paying some money to, like, get the foot in the door. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's really that good.
It's so fun.
Okay. I'm assuming you get ready every single morning, full glam.
No, actually. Not really. Surprisingly, I think I mostly do full glam in the evenings for like events or something.
Okay.
But during the day, I have like a very set list of like 10 things that I do. And that's like my like everyday glam. It's like sunscreen, concealer, liquid blush, brows.
Okay. That is like full glam for some people.
Okay. For some people. But I'm not like, I mean like a lash and like,
right.
Like if you're going to go all out.
Right. No, I swear to God, Amir, hold on. I feel like I have to call you out. I like want to pull up my phone. I swear you have a TikTok where you say, this is my natural glam look today.
It's and full
you, and you have fake eyelashes, full contour.
Okay, but you know, sometimes.
Fake freckles.
Sometimes it goes with the vibe of that natural glam.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Like if I'm actually running errands, like chances are I will just have on like a sunscreen and a mascara. But if I'm like, if I'm going to like a meeting and I want like casual glam that's not actually casual. You know, it's like the no makeup makeup.
Yes.
And it's like actually secretly a full beat.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Now I understand. Right, now, okay. Now that makes sense.
Yeah.
Do you ever go just completely barefaced? I mean, sunscreen and mascara is pretty much.
I have. Yeah, I have. I do barefaced when I like actually am like running errands.
Yeah. Do you avoid all mirrors at all costs? Because no. I know you don't.
I like seeing my skin with nothing on because I feel like it helps me improve my makeup.
Okay. See, the reason I said that, and I just realized it kind of came off very rude, but that's not how I meant it. The reason I said that is because when I'm doing full glam every day, right? Like I'm shooting something whatever. And then the fifth day comes around and I don't have to put makeup on and I catch a glimpse of myself, that shit hurts. Like, it hurts.
I mean, you have flawless skin, so, like, I don't know how bad that would hurt.
No. I promise you I don't. I don't really break out. I'm on spironolactone. Same. I used to have really bad hormonal acne.
Me too.
You're on it too?
Yes, yeah.
Does it ever make you want to pass out?
No, but that actually, I feel like you should look into that. I think I just saw a TikTok of a girl who passed out because of it.
Wait, really?
Yeah, like at like a festival or something.
Stop.
And it was because of potassium, because you can't have that much potassium when you're on it or something.
When I tell you.
It just passes out right
now. No, when I tell you at least 3 times a day, I almost pass out.
Bitch.
And I swear it's after taking that.
Oh my God.
Okay, so I should probably
calling your doctor.
I know, like actually, apostrophe.com.
What is that?
You've never heard of them?
No.
I love them, by the way. It's like a Zoom call with the doctor.
Oh.
And you just send in pictures.
Oh, that's so handy.
It's so handy. Especially because
I drag myself to the doctor. I'm like every time.
Every time like anything happens.
One time a piercing was like fucked up and I was like, can you please remove this?
You asked a doctor to remove an ear piercing.
Well, it was like, it was infected. They had to like take it out. But I was like, please help.
I feel that. I mean, I didn't have health insurance, so I think that's probably why I've just been trying to use any internet doctor
fair,
I can.
Fair.
Okay, so you don't do full glam every day, but you do take care of yourself every morning on the face.
Yes.
I need to be selfish.
And the body care too.
Can we talk about the body care?
Yeah, people are sleeping on body care. It's supposed to be the biggest trend for 2023.
What do you mean by that?
Like,
working out?
No. Like body, like your skin for your body. Like people, like now they have retinol
for your body.
Yeah. Like there's retinol lotions and it helps get rid of like the little bumpies.
Right.
And like, I have a video about like my skin and I was like talking about, I used to have really bad like keratosis pilaris.
Oh my God. I get a little bit of that around my eyes.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And I would get them on the back of my arms, like especially in the winter and stuff. And there's like a scrub that you can do. There's like the dry brush. I have like a whole routine.
Okay. So
you do it once a week. It's fabulous.
That's going to be the trend of 2023.
Yes.
And I could totally see that. I completely do not pay any attention to my skin on my body at all.
No, most people don't. People forget about it. But unless you have a problem, then you wouldn't pay attention to it.
Right. Right. But we should be doing shit now preventatively.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Retinol for the body. That's...
And body sunscreen people don't do year round. They're like, sunscreen on your face. I'm like, so you want saggy knees?
Literally, yeah. I mean, even though your knees kind of are a little bit saggy already, but like, do you want them worse?
Yeah.
Damn. Okay, so we need to be lathering sunscreen and retinol all over the body.
100%.
You know, sometimes, actually, the majority of the time when I get out of the shower, I don't put lotion on.
Oh, the way I would be the ashiest black girl in New York City. You could go like that and it would just be gray.
Please. No, I feel like why put it on unless I'm going out and I need my body to look like shiny and healthy.
Fair. It's like you wouldn't wash your face without putting on moisturizer.
Okay, let me ask you this though. You wouldn't wash your face without putting on moisturizer.
Right?
True. True. That one is true.
Okay.
But I want to ask you this. You've heard that if you're constantly putting on chapstick, it starts making your lips drier and need chapstick, right?
But that's specifically chapstick.
Okay.
If you look at the ingredients, there's salicylic acid in some chapsticks.
Oh, and that's why.
Yes.
So a lotion. So it dries
out your lips. Like, it's designed to dry out your lips so you'd use more product.
Okay. Okay. See, that's why I shouldn't just skim fucking articles.
Like, Carmax, I think, is like that. Carmax has, sorry. Hate to drag you.
I think we're okay.
Yeah, but they have salicylic acid in their shit, so it dries it out.
Okay, so if I'm always putting on lotion on my body, it's not going to make my body drier and drier and drier.
Not at all.
So that's something I need to be doing.
Yes, and exfoliating the dead skin.
Exfoliating. I do that on the face, not on the body.
You gotta do it on the
body. But it's starting. After today,
yes,
Amir, I swear to God, like, you are inspiring me and everyone listening.
I'm gonna, like, check in on you in, like,
please
a week.
Please do. I'm gonna send you before and afters.
Okay.
The real, and this is completely selfish, and we're gonna talk about it because it is my show, and this can be the last beauty tip that we discuss. Under eye bags.
Yes.
So I don't drink a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really sleep.
Mm-hmm.
What else causes under eye bags? I mean, I know those are probably the two main ones.
Yeah, drinking. Anything that makes you, like, puffy.
I drink alcohol on a regular basis.
Me too.
What can I do
okay.
without fixing those things? Because those things are not going anywhere.
The one thing that I will say is icing your face. It's like a Band-Aid, but it really does work. Like, okay. I also have really bad eye bags, like, all the time.
Really?
Now I don't because I iced my face this morning.
Really?
Yes. Icing your face helps depuff it. Also, sleeping elevated is another big one. I recently started doing that because your body won't, like, it's like a, what, like a seesaw. And, like, when you sleep flat,
the
like,
blood.
all the, like, yeah, the drainage, like,
yes,
the lymphatic
yes,
system
yeah.
is, like, going to your face.
Like, the same way they tell you you should spend 10, 15 minutes a day with your legs up.
Yes.
On a wall, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So, sleep with your face. Like, just put another pillow under your head so you're just, like, a little elevated.
Okay. For that.
It helps.
For that 2 hours of sleep, I guess. But, I mean, you know what?
It helps.
We gotta start with little things, you
yes,
know?
Yes.
Best concealer.
It's a tie. Kosas and Hourglass Vanish.
I,
one's for more full glam, one's for more everyday.
Okay, because I was about to write that down. I was like, I can just listen back. And, like, I don't need to, like, pause the recording. Yeah, you can send it to me. And then liquid concealer. Should you do it? Should you do it, like, warm up your hands and do it?
So
and then pat it in with your fingers?
I think works for, like, a more natural
for,
everyday.
Like, an amateur? That's what you meant
but,
to say.
But no. But I feel like if you just put the concealer on and then let it sit for a minute, it'll, like,
get warm.
It'll get not only get warm, but it'll get, like, thicker. Like, the coverage will get more, like,
is that a better. Good or a bad thing?
A better thing.
A better
because you use
thing.
Less concealer and you get more coverage.
Okay, so let it sit
so it won't
for a
really,
second.
Like, crease. Yeah, and then you blend it with a brush
mm-hmm.
if you want more full glam, and you can tap it with your finger if you want lighter, and then go over the sponge for either.
Okay, and then go over the sponge
yes.
after the brush.
Yes.
And then we put, I'm not getting paid, but I've heard this is really good.
Laura Mercier's setting powder. That's a good one. I like the Huda Beauty one a little bit better. It's
okay.
way more blurring.
Can you, Huda Beauty, is there, like, a specific color?
It's called Cherry Blossom. It's been sold out forever. But
you're really going to do that to
me? I know. But wow. there are other shades. All the shades are amazing. There's
mm-hmm.
like a lighter shade too, but the Cherry Blossom one's like pink tone, so people like to do it with blush.
Okay, and that's probably better, right? Because the circles are dark and purple.
Exactly, and so the pink cancels it out.
Okay, I'm gonna stop being selfish now. I think now
I'll send you a list of all the shit that you're gonna
people
buy.
Are like, I don't have that issue. Like, what the fuck? Okay, so you said partying not good for the skin. Do you avoid partying then?
No, my God, I'm like. I love partying.
Okay, thank God. Because I was like,
I know it's bad, but
no,
like,
I know. We all do it. But I'm like, I think I can get the sleep together.
Yeah, the water.
The water, I think I can get together, but the partying isn't going anywhere.
Never.
You have to go to an event tonight. I do too.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be sober.
No, fuck
for that.
Like, I can't stand being sober at
ever. Like, ever. Even right now.
Just like a cry for help.
That sounds fucking terrible, but also not really. It's fun.
It is fun.
It's fun to be under the influence, yeah. By the way.
Yeah.
Only legal things yes. If you are of age, by the way. Tea. There you go. Apartments.com believes having a gym in your building does way more than just get you in shape. It turns your entire life around and is a great place to scope out the hot guy that lives in your building. And by guy, I mean guys. Having a gym in your building makes it 10 times more likely that you actually end up, show up, and work out. I mean, it's 5 floors down or whatever it is. And you'll be saving money on a gym membership that you'll go to probably half as much. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live is easy. Apartments.com hosts more rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. Or a treadmill, for that matter. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. We have talked so much beauty shit. Last one, I swear to God. The ring around the mouth.
Mm.
So I will get dry mouth.
Okay.
I will put on lip liner, lipstick, whatever. And an hour into it, there's like a ring, right? Like in the inner portion. Oh. And there's no lipstick. It's like it was licked off.
Try using a lip tint first instead of a, like, go in with your lip pencil, lip liner, and then do a lip tint, let it dry down, and then go in with a lipstick. And don't use a matte lipstick.
Don't use a matte one?
Mm-mm.
What kind?
Try to use like a satiny finish one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So basically, I can just use a permanent marker and just like throw it on my lip.
R.E.M. Beauty has like full-on markers for your lips.
Stop.
Swear to God.
Okay. You know what? Enough is enough. I have been talking about my own fucking shit. And we can text after this.
Yeah. We'll text after.
But I do think we are helping the people. Because I think a lot of people, you know, want to know these things.
Yeah, have these things.
Case in point, why you have over 1 million followers on TikTok. Hi.
That's true. Hey, Cunty Barbies.
Cunty Barbies. Oh my God. Plastic surgery.
Oh my God. I love it.
What have you had done? Because you're open about it, right?
Yeah, I'm so open. I don't want to put you on the spot. No. I love talking about it, especially because so many people in this industry, I feel like, just lie, like straight up. They're like, oh yeah, I've had nothing done. Or they're like, they'll just say they had one thing done when it's actually like they've had a facelift at like 19.
Are you going to give us names?
Yes. No.
I was so fucking excited. I was about to be like, yo, me, my producer, pull out your phone. Right.
No,
we won't do that. What we I've won't had out done, you.
The most recent thing that I realized has really changed my face is chin filler.
Oh, okay.
I like didn't have that pointy of a chin. Uh-huh. I didn't really think that was something that was like attractive. And
right.
Then my girl did it and I was like, holy shit.
Uh-huh.
No, it's fire.
Well, I have like a huge forehead. And my friend, do you?
Yeah, I do.
You know what? I fucking love it.
I love it too.
It means we're really smart, by the way. That's what my grandma told me.
Literally, we're always thinking.
Have you seen Albert Einstein? Yeah. Sorry, we're intelligent. But my friend said to get chin filler to like balance out the face.
Yes. Yeah.
Because what else are you going to do? Either get hair plugs and bring your hair down. Or they,
it's like a full-on surgery.
They cut open your forehead and lift it up.
No.
That's too much around the face.
Chin filler. So I did chin filler, cheek filler. I've done jaw filler, but jaw Botox is like amazing. Slims your face down. phenomenal.
Ooh, okay. Botox I feel like forehead. I don't need that. I'm gonna look gaunt. I'm gonna look like Jack Skellington, like I already do.
I'm dead. No, Botox in the forehead and like to lift your brows. Mm. Plastic surgery wise, I've had two nose jobs.
Okay. The first one what? Didn't do it for you? Well,
it's like I couldn't really breathe.
Oh.
And I had like a really bad deviated septum, and now I still kind of can't really breathe yet. So we're still working on it. I might have a third.
Okay.
But not yet, like in like 10 years.
Uh-huh.
It's just like something that you have to tackle sooner than later because it'll be like bad.
Right. Yeah. Do people try to give you shit saying, oh my God, the classic deviated septum excuse?
They do. And then I'm like, no, because when I got my first nose job, the smelling that I could smell was so intense that I would throw up. Like
what?
Because I hadn't really smelled correctly my whole life.
Holy shit. And like,
I came back to the city and I was like walking around the street and it was in the summer and there was like melting trash and like shit on the street.
Oh my God.
And I literally had to go into a Starbucks bathroom and throw up because I was like, the smells were so overwhelming.
Okay, so you could have worked for the FBI. Literally, or I could have been like
a sniffing dog at JFK.
And sniff out fucking everything. Wow. Okay, well, I'm glad you went this route because you're way hotter as a model. I don't see you in the uniform running around the airport like at all.
Thank you.
Okay, continue. So the nose job.
Nose job, that's the only facial plastic surgery thing I've done.
Have you thought about getting the...
It's so dangerous. Under eye filler?
No, not the under eye filler. I will never do it. I'm too scared. The
blepharoplasty?
Yes, something like that.
I have not. That's the one where they like surgically remove the eye bag.
They cut it open.
I feel like that's something we're gonna need to do when we're like 60. I'm like, why not just wait?
But like, why not just do it right now so I don't have to spend like $700 fucking trying to cover my shit up. That's true. Also.
Fair.
But I'm scared to touch my face.
I know. I was a little scared too. I'm very, very, very particular about it.
Yeah. But the body, you feel more comfortable.
Body, I feel like, is just...
a free-for-all.
Yeah. Like. So, I'm like, ugh, give it to me. BBL, lipo, titties.
Okay.
Stretch mark lasers. I got back from Toronto. I just did laser stretch mark removal.
Sluts, this girl flies into Toronto to get her stretch marks lasered off.
Yes.
New York just doesn't cut it for
New York just doesn't have what I need.
Oh my fucking, that is an iconic thing to say.
I had a friend and when I went to NYU, this girl I knew, she would fly to Russia to get her nails done. Like she would go once a month, swear to God, she would go once a month, go to her house to get like hang out with her family and she would get her nails done in Russia. Literally legend.
I'm fucking crying right now. Legend behavior.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God. Those are the people I want to surround myself with.
Yeah, no, she's a legend.
But... That's some crazy. Did she fly private?
No, she was flying commercial, first class though. But
you know what though? Thinking about like the holidays coming up and shit. If you do want to get work done, like I'm going back to Utah, mm-hmm. and if I get Botox or whatever, it's gonna be half the price there.
That's true, but you also run the risk of it not being a good place. And you coming back like fucking Frankenstein. You got to be careful.
No, but Utah has amazing plastic surgeons. Okay. Some of the best in the world.
Okay.
Because I don't know. I think it has something to do with the Mormon culture. Just women are raised to look hot, basically.
Yeah.
So.
I know they have like a lot of hair extension places.
Have you noticed that every girl had the same
beachy wave. The blonde.
Every single one, right? Yeah. It's fucking nuts.
It's wild.
But I mean, they're hot.
They are hot, and the hair is like stunning. So.
It is stunning. Do you wear extensions?
No.
Me neither.
I used to, and it like kind of ripped my hair out a little bit, and I'm like.
Me too.
I'm like scared.
I started to have bald spots. Yeah, I mean, I was wearing clip-ins, and you absolutely, under no circumstances, should sleep in those shits.
You slept in clip-ins?
Oh, I would sleep in them. Oh, I would wake up with like three like scattered around the bed with my real hair attached to it.
Oh my God.
And I was like, enough is enough. Like, this is not okay.
Yeah.
No. I think I really need to get my blood work done because I think I have like some vitamin deficiencies. And once I get them under control, like, hair, things are just going to start thriving.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. You have gorgeous hair.
Thank you so much, Zodio. Yes, okay. We have talked beauty. We have talked fucking plastic surgery. Do you get shit on in the modeling world because you're open about it or applauded?
I think because I wasn't a model first, like, I feel like because I'm a model after having a platform, it's kind of like, okay.
Okay.
You know, because it's right. like, I talked about it in the sense that my audience loves it. And like the people that follow me are like, you know, they want to know that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it just so happens that like from modeling, they see it. So then right. they're like, well, they can't say anything about it.
Right. But do you think like some of the top models that you've modeled with, you're not going to give me names. I'm not going to ask for names because that's fucked up and that's not fair. But have any of them like, have you ever had a model confide in you and be like, oh my God, this is like the biggest secret, but I did get a nose job and like, I like, no one can know.
Yes, but not on a level of plastic surgery.
Okay.
Yeah, like a treatment.
Okay. So, I mean, so not plastic surgery, like no. laser?
No.
What, I don't know what that means, but I guess I'm just going to let it slide and hopefully everyone else does. How do you get ready to walk down the catwalk? How do you get your body
oh my gosh. I just kind of like live. Like I don't think about it. Like I swear to God, because if you really get in your head about it, I feel like it just like ruins everything.
Uh-huh.
I try to just put let everything go. In. Yeah, let go and let God.
Yeah.
Literally.
I say that every day.
Me too. I'm like, something's fucked up. I'm like, let go, let God.
You have to be like that.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
So for girls or boys, I should be saying men and women, because men and women listen to this show. Not
we're adults.
I know, not little girls and boys. Like, how old am I? Let's say they're getting ready, because I've Googled this a million times mm-hmm. if I have a photo shoot.
Okay, I can tell you. Like, I know what you're saying. Like,
yes.
You have a really big event, you have a really big photo shoot, you have a red carpet, something like that. How do you prep?
Right. Or you're going to wear lingerie in front of your man for the first time.
Yes. Okay, fair.
Sex with the lights on for the first time. Sex
with the lights on. Oh my God, terrifying. That is a scary scenario.
That is.
No, but my body prep skincare thing, like that whole routine is like, body scrub,
mm-hmm.
dry brush in the shower, so it's not actually dry, it's like a wet brush.
Okay.
Full shave, full body exfoliation, body oil.
Okay.
Before you do like lotion, body serum, mm-hmm. the necessary one is amazing.
Is there anything I can do the day before to make it look like I got a BBL?
Wear a waist trainer, honestly.
Mm.
Do not wear one to sleep, but if you wear a waist trainer and just like walk around the house for the day,
okay,
in the evening, like if you do it like for like a couple weeks before, obviously it'll look like so snatched. But
so you believe in the waist trainer?
I do. It really does work because it like wow. it like kind of bends your ribs a certain way.
We love that. If we can't do the rib removal, then let's just bend away.
Right? Like I honestly need the rib removal. Let's go.
I was about to make a really fucked up joke and I did not. But anyways, yes, the waist trainer. What about the ass?
To like pump up your ass?
You can't really. What about cellulite?
Cellulite's really hard and really tricky to get rid of. You kind of just have to like embrace it.
Okay, see, because my mom was getting these illegal injections. Like
did they work?
Oxygen injections. No more cellulite.
Really?
Yes.
Googling.
Which you can never, ever, ever get illegal injections. I just want to say, especially like for not a BBL, but you know, people yeah, get yeah, the like silicone.
It's so dangerous.
I'm being dead serious right now. Do not do that. But these shots they weren't done in the most responsible way, but her cellulite is fucking gone. That's all I'm going to say. And I see this is the role model shit. I am not in charge and I cannot be blamed if someone goes and does this and right. something bad happens.
We said it now.
Just a PSA. Thank you. It's recorded. I am safe. Have you ever noticed how celebrities have brighter, wider looking eyes? Their makeup artists have a little secret in their kit. Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute. It literally happens right before your eyes. to help them look brighter, whiter, and more awake for up to 8 hours. No wonder it's so loved by influencers, celebrities, and makeup artists, and has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Lumify is also the number one eye doctor recommended redness reliever eye drop, and it's FDA approved. No bleach, no dyes. Plus, it's made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, so whether you're on set, on a date, or running on just a few hours of sleep, you can have eyes that look brighter and whiter with Lumify eye drops. When you try it, you'll see that it's what your eyes have been looking for. Check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. Can you feel it, Sleuths? The days are getting warmer and spring has officially sprung, which means spring break is here. Which, for the older folk, that basically means people are going outside, they're staying outside, and they are staying out way longer. But the thing is, who wants to deal with those post-party struggles? I know I don't. I mean, I quite literally and physically can't at this stage in my life. And that's where my spring break essential comes in, which is Taste Salud. Say goodbye to the Sunday scaries with Taste Salud's hydrating drink mixes. Listen, I started my spring break a little bit early last weekend when my best friend Allie came to town. And we had a night or two on the town, and how I felt, honestly, come Monday morning was better than any spring break party you can imagine. And that is a rare occurrence for me and has only started happening since I've started drinking Taste Salud religiously. Because unlike those big name brands we all know, Salud knocks it out of the park with their one-of-a-kind flavors. I'm drinking one right now. And no, it's not because I plan on drinking any kind of alcohol, but just because I'm trying to get hydrated and energized. I'm obviously drinking the horchata flavor, but you get to enjoy flavors like cucumber lime, hibiscus, and they even have mocktails now. Say hello to Paloma and strawberry margarita. Filled with electrolytes and vitamins that support hydration and boost immunity with less sugar. I'm talking only 1 gram of sugar per stick. This is exactly what you need to get your Sunday fun day going, regardless of what the rest of the day entails. And here's the best part. They're sharing the love with all of my listeners. Enjoy 10% off your first purchase with the code SOFIA10 at checkout. That's SOFIA and the number 10 at TasteSalud.com. Cheers to health this spring break season with Taste Salud. Let's talk about New York for a second. Yes. Because you live here. Yeah. Can we start hanging out, A?
Yes.
Done and done. You're going to be so annoyed. I'm going to be like, wait, do you want to meet at Sephora? You're going to be like, girl.
I actually used to go to Sephora with all my friends and they'd be like, point out what I need. That was before I was an influencer and that was really fun.
Really?
Yeah, it's
fun. Yeah, but now you're too good for that shit.
No, it's still so much fun.
You're going to be like, oh my God, let's have-
It's like so entertaining because it's like not my money. So I'm like, okay, you're going to get this. It's like the bill's like $2,000.
And you're like, oh my God, I love seeing the cash just flow.
Literally.
Okay, great. Great, so we can go to Sephora. I would totally, you'd be like, let's have a wine night. And I would show up with makeup bag. And I would have like a date after.
Right,
and I'd be like, can you just hurry? But is New York the model capital of the world? Like, is this a city you need to live in?
I would say yes.
Okay.
I think New York is definitely, especially if you're younger and starting out, yeah, New York is where you want to be.
So it's not Milan, it's not Paris, it's not LA.
I think all of those places, especially if you're American, they're going to prefer
not Americans.
Until you already have an agency in New York.
Got it. Yes. Got it.
Yeah.
And what about LA? That's a different type of model.
Different type of model. I feel like LA is like very commercial.
Uh-huh.
Like I have a lot of friends who are like the Boohoo, Pretty Little Thing models. Like they're like, you know, they're like very LA.
Right. And here it's,
you know, it's a little fucked up, I have to say. They're not like the ultra skinny, like.
Right.
I always say I was in Miami and I'm going back to Miami for the month of January. I am a Miami 10. I'm a New York 6. I swear to God.
I don't really see models that often. Yeah. But when I go to like a fucking, what is it called? Just like an art showing, like an whatever. Like any of those trendy ass places.
Right, right.
I'm a socialist. Like
Zero Bond, yeah.
Zero Bond. Mm-hmm. I kind of just want to cry.
Yeah, no,
like,
same.
I what are you talking about? You're a Victoria's Secret model. You're hottest bitch that walks in there.
But like, I feel it. It's like in Miami, I'm like, you know, I have big tits. I have a big ass. I'm like, I'm very like.
Uh-huh. Voluptuous.
Voluptuous.
Okay.
There's a lot of me. Uh-huh. Okay. And like in Miami, people are like, oh shit, that's hot.
Oh, and you're
in New York, everyone's like, oh, that's too much.
Right. Kate Moss.
Yeah. They want the like waify little, like they're about to like wither away.
Heroin chic.
Yeah, heroin chic.
Totally.
I'm like, I can't.
Right. I do see it kind of changing a little bit, but like not really. Yeah. Like in tiny little increments.
Yeah.
But I do think over time it will get there.
I do too.
That's so funny you say that, though, because I feel the opposite. I feel like I'm hotter here than in Miami.
Really?
Probably because I don't have tits or the BBL.
Fair, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got to take...
You got to go where the wind blows.
Yeah, we got to move.
We got to move. Well, I got to move.
Oh, wait, yeah, what the fuck? I got to stay here.
Thrive
I mean,
here.
We could go to Nebraska and fucking just kill it. Stomp on people. Just fucking ruin lives.
Poor
you
Nebraskans.
Know what I mean? By the way, Nebraska, I made that up. I'm from fucking Utah. I've never been there, so I shouldn't be speaking. Okay. I do want to talk about your background a little bit. So you were born in Dubai.
I was born in Dubai.
How long did you live there?
So we were there for like 3 years and then we moved to the US because of my dad's job. And we moved to, first we moved to Kansas randomly for like 6 months.
Okay, you would have thrived there.
But but I was like a baby, so I don't remember it. Then we moved to Tampa. We were in Tampa for like a couple years.
Okay.
Then we moved to Dallas. And that's where I like grew up.
So you were bouncing around.
I was homeschooled until the fifth grade.
Stop.
Yeah.
So did you feel like very out of place?
Not really. I kind of feel like it helped me become as confident as I am.
I'm sure.
Because I never had to experience like any childhood trauma.
You never did?
No.
I love that you just said that.
I know. It's
everyone always comes up with something.
I know. Everyone has something. But I was like, I mean, I have trauma, but it's not from my childhood, you know?
Yeah, I think.
Which I think is cool.
I think that's dope. Round of applause. I think that's fucking fantastic.
Yeah, that was cool.
I would just think moving around. I mean, I know for my mom, she moved to the States when she was 17 from Argentina. Mm-hmm. And her and just all of my aunts and uncles, they have like never been the same. Like they've always felt out of place.
Yeah.
They don't belong here, but they don't belong in Argentina anymore.
Well, see, it's not fair because we haven't experienced that in the same way that they have because we grew up here.
Yes.
And
yes.
They didn't. So like, yes. I guess it's a bigger culture shock for them.
Right.
Like, I remember my mom was like when we moved to Kansas, my mom's black, obviously. And like when we moved to Kansas, it was like in the like early 2000s.
And mom there was not one other black person.
My mom was in the gym and the guy was like, are you supposed to be here?
Stop it.
Yeah, and my mom was like, I don't know what he meant.
Stop. Did you explain to her?
Well, I was a baby, but my dad was like, oh, maybe we need to have this conversation.
Oh my God. That's like fucking horrifying.
It's crazy.
I know. I mean, my mom is from Argentina and I know they, in Utah,
yeah.
People are very fucking racist against the Mexican culture.
Of course.
It's like disgusting. Yeah. And because my mom's from Argentina, she's automatically Mexican. Right? That's like how that shit goes.
Unreal.
You know what I mean?
They're so uneducated. I can't.
I know. Insane.
That's how Dallas was too.
Dallas? So it's you hated
better.
It.
It's better. It's better. I actually really like Dallas now.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Dallas Housewives, I die.
Queen.
Oh my God. That's like the, I think that's maybe their best franchise.
Yes. Friends but, with Tiffany and Stephanie. Hey, girls.
Oh my God. Hi.
Hey, queen.
Have you been back to Dubai, by the way?
I have. We still have a lot of family that's there because my parents aren't from there. My dad's Polish and my mom is African.
Okay.
But like they were working there and they met there, but we have a lot of family that moved there from Africa.
Okay. Got
it. So we go back every now and then, but it's like,
Is it?
It's like a shitty Las Vegas.
Oh my God. I was about to ask that because I've been wondering.
I think everyone should go once. Uh-huh. It's kind of like Vegas. It's like you go to Vegas once. It's like
you experience it and you stay there for 2 days and you're like, get me out of here. But I needed that experience to build character type shit.
Exactly. And right? Technically, I wasn't even born in Dubai. I was born in Sharjah, which is like a city outside.
Okay.
And it's like a little more like religious. And I'm like, It's like, girl, don't leave Dubai.
Do not. Were your parents religious?
No. That was just the nearest hospital.
Okay. First trans black Victoria's Secret model.
Yes.
When you found that out, how did that feel?
I honestly was really, really like happy, but I was also kind of like scared because I felt like it was going to bring a lot
of attention. Yes.
And I don't even think I could process how much attention, because like I remember the day that all that came out and like there was a whole thing on the Shade Room and there were all these horrible comments and like it was a lot of attention, both good and bad, on the same day. Yeah, on like the same week. And I was like, holy shit.
Did you have someone take your cell phone away from you?
I did not, but I was honestly fine. It was kind of like a learning experience, I think.
Uh-huh.
Which is cool, like helping me how to manage that shit.
Right. I mean, just when you have the entire world looking at you for a moment in time, mm-hmm. it's a little bit, like it doesn't feel great.
It doesn't feel great.
It's a little discomforting for sure. Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series High Hopes is finally here for your viewing pleasure. High Hopes follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious, half-baked, literally, employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry. You will absolutely fall in love with the quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. If you know, you know. All episodes of the new reality series High Hopes are now streaming only on Hulu. This is absolutely a show I'm getting behind.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's get into questions.
Yes.
From the Sleuths, SOS Save Our Sleuths, okay?
Yes, spill.
They wrote in some really good shit. So, okay, here's the first question. Is there an obligation to share what's going on downstairs when you go on a date? For example, you start to hook up with someone mm-hmm. and you realize that they are trans after the fact.
Yeah. I definitely think that it's something that should be told before you even get there, because I feel like that's putting yourself in a dangerous situation and also putting them in an uncomfortable situation.
Right.
Like, I feel like you're honestly doing yourself a favor. Like, why would you not want to tell that? Like, I always disclose that when I'm dating. And
like, right off the bat.
Right off the bat. Like,
in the dating app messages. Yeah.
I always do that before we even switch a text, because I'm like, I don't want anybody who is, like, going to be, like, weird or gross in my phone.
Right.
And it has worked out pretty well for me to do that, because most of the time, the guys are like, Oh, thanks for telling me. Anyways, let's continue the conversation. Yeah,
I bet. Fucking look at yourself. I can only imagine that's how it goes. Thank you. But also, you want to hook up with someone and date someone.
Exactly.
Who is going to like you for who you are.
Exactly. I feel like if it's a drunk one night stand and like, you know, the parts are there, like everything's fine. Like, yeah. It doesn't really, you're never going to see them again. It doesn't really matter. But like, if you're trying to actually like date someone.
Yeah.
You know.
Wait, really? Because I feel like maybe you should just give them the heads up like before the pants
like,
come right, off.
I mean, if you're like wasted, what if you don't?
Right. You're like not thinking about it. That's true.
That's true.
That's, but you know what that is? That is not responsible drinking.
That is not responsible drinking.
So get it together, everybody. Okay. Second question. Oh my God, this is going to be so fun. You and I are both going to say our best beauty tip.
Okay.
And a beauty tip that we think is complete trash or product.
Ooh. Okay, hold on. I have to think.
I do too, actually. Okay. Best beauty product is the Urban Decay Setting Spray.
Love that.
That shit, I mean,
It, like a car accident and your makeup would be on. It's like plane crash, full beat.
1,000%. You could fucking go swimming.
No, literally.
Like someone could dunk your head and like you're bobbing for apples and come up and be like perfect.
That one's really good.
That one's an amazing one. I don't have a specific name because I've just never really tried it because I think it's a scam. Mm-hmm. You're going to get mad. You're going to argue with me.
Oh, my God.
Primer.
I'm actually not going to argue with you. I agree with you.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think primer is suitable for every skin type. I think there are more people who would benefit from not using primer than there are who would.
Okay.
I think if you have really oily skin, which I don't. I have very dry skin.
Me too.
Yeah. So see, we wouldn't use primer. But if you have really oily skin, you should use a mattifying primer. And then you can go in with whatever glowy shit you want to use.
So, like, your makeup doesn't melt off type thing if you have oily skin.
Exactly. Okay. But, like, for us, like, primer would just be another layer of, like, dry cakiness.
And we do not need
that. We do not need another layer.
No. And I'm over here, like, not even putting lotion on, so absolutely not.
Literally. Okay, best beauty product, I'm going to say, is Charlotte Tilbury Magic Serum.
What is that?
It's, like, kind of, you inspire me, because it's kind of like what I use for primer after moisturizer. It's a really good skin prep.
Okay, so you do like primer, then.
But it's not really a primer. It's more of like it's like another moisturizer. It's like a serum.
Oh, okay, yeah. Got it.
And it is so hydrating. Like your skin will stay glassy all day.
Say the name one more time for the boys in the back.
Charlotte Tilbury Magic Serum.
Oh my God.
It's what I start every Get Ready With Me with. It looks like cum. Sorry,
you,
Charlotte.
Wait, you know I'm like, I'm... Charlotte, that's a good thing.
She's like, darling.
Darling. But everyone knows cum is good for your skin. Yeah, so, Charlotte, I mean,
true.
This is your new campaign.
There you go.
We gave you the idea.
You heard it here first.
100%. And this is another trans question, LGBTQ question, because who else am I going to ask in this room?
Yes.
Right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Slu. I recently found out that my boyfriend hooked up with a trans woman. I saw a photo and she was very attractive. It made me insecure because not only is she better looking than me, but she has a penis, which I don't, which I guess guys like for sex and stimulating prostates. I feel like I can't compete. But he says he still wants to be with me. Do you have any advice? Thanks. Love ya.
Oh, that's tricky.
There's a lot of layers to that question.
I know. Like, first of all, he cheated. So, like...
Wait, did he cheat or was this, like, before? Was it an open?
Oh.
No, I think it was before.
Oh, okay. I was like, well, bitch, let's address that.
Yeah. That's the first fucking thing. No, it was before.
It was before.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a conversation that should be had with, like... her to be really open-minded, because it's like, what if he wants her to wear like a strap-on?
Right.
You know, like some guys are into that.
It's, you guys can experiment.
I feel like, think about it from the lens of like, these are the parts versus like he hooked up with this person. Because then it's like, oh, I don't have that part. So like, do you want me to get a strap-on? Do you want to... I mean,
right.
I feel like that is crazy. Like, I don't think I could ever do that to a guy.
What? Put a strap-on on? I may or may not have done it once.
You did?
Yes, for a joke.
Was it fun?
No.
Oh, yeah, see, I feel like it would be just...
Like, I was thrusting, and, like, it didn't feel natural to me, and, like, he didn't even really want it. So, and it didn't even go all the way in.
Oh my God.
And his friend was in the room and we were like all laughing. I sound like a psychopath right now. Oh my God. That was back in the day when I was a little more wild. Okay, so she says, better looking than her. Mm-hmm. Everyone deals with that shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, you know, I've, obviously I've dated guys whose exes have been hotter than me. I've dated guys whose, whose new girlfriends have been hotter than me, although it's pretty hard. But like, yeah, I feel like that's just, you just have to be like, it's different.
He wants you now.
Yeah.
So who cares?
Who cares?
I do understand.
There's a reason it ended.
Yes, exactly. I do understand, though, it does add a layer of complexity if it is a man or a woman, right?
Yeah. No, that's fair.
I mean, I remember I dated this guy and he, I believe, has come out. I'm not sure. No one would be able to know who it is, so I'm allowed to say this. I know he is gay. Mm-hmm. And that fucked with my head on a different level than just him, you know, having dated a hot girl.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, maybe there will never be
a future.
Of course,
of course. Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel this girl. I get it.
God.
It's also hard. But I would like her to make sure that it's not that he's just doing it because it stimulates the prostate.
Yeah, I feel like he has something else he's got to say.
Yeah. Wait, thank you. We are on the same page there. Okay. Amira, I'm obsessed with you. This was so great.
This was so much fun.
Where can they find you?
You can find me at XOXO Amira on TikTok and Instagram. Amira with an E, not an A.
Yes.
Some people don't get that.
I know. My best friend growing up, it was with an A.
Yeah, most of the time it's with an A.
Well, guess what? It's with an E. Same way Sophia is with a motherfucking F. Okay? Period. And not a P. Period. Okay, guys. And you can find me, Sophia with an F, Franklin with a Y, on all my social media channels. And I will get back to you after Thanksgiving break as a new bitch, okay? Period. I'm not waiting for the new year. Yes. I'm doing it after this Thanksgiving break.
That's right.
Plus, I'm not celebrating Thanksgiving and the fucking colonization and eradication of an entire nation.
Literally.
Okay?
Literally.
Thank you. Damn, I just like ended that kind of incredible. Okay, sleuths, love you so much. Bye.